want to ask you about a couple of your other cases, just really briefly. Your 65-year-old lady with metastatic ER-positive, HER2-negative disease. And maybe you can talk a little bit about kind of what happened at the point when you saw her. It looks like she was on exemestane, and then you switched her to fulvestrant palbo. Can you talk about that situation, kind of what you were thinking?
So this is a lady who had kind of a long disease-free interval, and also a lot of what was going on with her at the time of relapse was kind of before we had much data about CDK4/6 inhibitors. And so started her on an AI, just kind of fairly conventional. And then when she progressed, changed her to exemestane, she had very minimal progression and was feeling extremely well. And I personally found it hard to swallow the idea of putting her on everolimus and you know, exposing her to the potential toxicities of that. But then when the exemestane didn't work, palbo was coming online, fulvestrant was going to be the natural next thing for her to get anyway. And so we did the two of them together. And so far she's tolerated it. She had some cytopenia, some neutropenia. I had to drop her dose a little bit. And she's had perhaps some slow progression, but been on it for nearly a year now, I guess, and has gotten clinical benefit for sure.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that dose reduction. How often do you end up having to do dose reduction because of neutropenia? When do you monitor patients, and what actually happened with her?
The first time I monitor them at 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and just kind of get a sense of what's happening. And she really went in the dumper. I mean, she went down to like 0.1 or something like that. So she clearly needed a dose reduction. She went really low. Other people, I think, have gone, had much less of an issue. But at 100, she's been able to kind of hover her ANC around 1.2, 1.3, and tolerating it fine. I don't know if she had something intercurrent that led her to really go down low at the beginning, but she also actually travels back and forth from Florida, so I don't feel like having her hanging out there with an extremely low white count without me knowing about it, and especially since she's doing well, has low volume disease. I don't really feel that I need to push the dose that hard.